He knew that such a question on any other ship would be tantamount to insubordination. On board the Delta Dancer, however, every man Jack shared in the prizes the ship captured, and thus everyone had more than a casual interest in what went on. "I'd like to do neither," Rafe said. He looked at the sun, already low in the west. "If we run, we'll get so far off the trade routes that we could let a big, fat prize slip right through our hands. On the other hand, if we fight, we might get so badly hurt as to not be able to repair in time for a prize ship."
"Glory, Captain, we got to do one or t'other," the lookout said.
"Maybe not," Rafe said. He pointed to the sun. "If we can stay out of her way until the sun sets, we might be able to double back, avoid her entirely, and be sitting here when a nice fat ship comes along." Rafe slid down the rope to the deck, where he was met by Lieutenant McCorkle.
"I've alerted the men, sir," McCorkle said. "The sharpshooters have drawn rifles, and the other men have sharpened axe and cutlass to rebel boarders."
"Good," Rafe said. "Mac, tell the engineer to make steam."
"Aye, sir. I'll have him use the good smokeless coal."
"No," Rafe said. Rafe walked over to the rail and put his hands on it as he looked toward the horizon where the ship had been spotted. Now that he knew where to look, he could see the tiny wisp of smoke which had given the ship's position away. "No, use the dirty coal."
"Begging your pardon, sir, but that stuff'll show so much smoke they could spot us from Nassau."
"Good," Rafe said mysteriously. "That's just what I want. Tell the engineer to wet a blanket and throw it in the fire."
"Sir?"
"I want this fella, whoever he is, to know exactly where we are." Rafe paused, then looked at McCorkle and smiled. "Till sundown," he added. McCorkle laughed out loud.
"I get it, sir. We're suckering him in."